Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. And today, actually, we have evidence-based practices or models that behavioral health offers. And this is a very unique model. It's not for depression. It's not for trauma. It's not for anxiety. But this is, it's called the Portland Identification Early Referral. So I'm not going to go into it, but I'm going to introduce our two guests they're going to explain it to me because I'm not too familiar with this program. I have Diana Aguirre and Mayra Andrade, who are both mental health rehabilitation technicians who oversee the PEER model, or better known as the Portland Identification Early Referral. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how is it different than the other models? The PEER model, or the Portland Identification and Early Referral, for our guests. And this is why I'm saying this, because we always talk about depression, we've talked about trauma, we've talked about anxiety, we've talked here in the program about family relationships, you know, healthy relationships. We've had models that serve the children, little kids. We have services that that service the adults. But this one is kind of unique, and sometimes we as parents, this is where we need to know more about it, if we have, you know, a loved one who's showing signs and symptoms on this. So with further ado, Mayra and Diana, so what is the PEER program or model?
Well, as Maria said, the PEER model is the Portland Identification Early Referral. And it's an early detection and intervention approach that focuses on pre-psychotic prodromal stages of developing a psychotic illness. So it's geared for adolescents and young adults between the ages of 12 and 25. Mm-hmm. And the prodromal phase is a time when the psychotic disorders are highly treatable, and the interventions have really good outcomes.
Okay, when you're talking about psychotic, what do you mean, and what does it look like, and why are we targeting those 12 to 25? So all these questions.
Yeah.
So let's see. Why are we targeting that 12 to 25?
No, and that's a great question, Maria, that you asked that, because I think that it's a lot of people often hear that word, you know, psychosis, but
it's kind of for us, you know, oh my gosh, if you have a family member that goes into a psychotic episode, that's scary. You're like, mm-hmm. Okay, so what is out there?
Yeah, definitely. And what you were asking, I think it's very important, because psychosis or a psychotic break can look differently from person to person. But basically, when a person experiences a psychotic break or is in psychosis or a psychosis episode, it's a state of mind where we lose touch with reality. So sometimes it can present differently. Mm-hmm. Some people often experience maybe hallucinations, and it could be of any type of hallucinations. And other people sometimes experience what we call delusions, or what that means is just having false beliefs. There's other underlying symptoms too, or behaviors that we might observe in mm-hmm. the youth, where they might experience feeling paranoid, being afraid for no reason. Also, we see, you know, disruption in their sleep, their appetite, and their mood often fluctuates. So just, a recap is just psychosis is that state of mind where they lose touch with what is real and what, you know, what's in my head, you know, what mm-hmm. am I imagining? Yeah. So.
And why that age group? Why that 12 to 20, 12 to 25?
Yes. Okay.
Why that age group?
And the reason why that age bracket was identified is because that's the age bracket that we identified when the youth start presenting with the symptoms. It's during the age of puberty, so we know that at that time the brain is developing along with other things, you know, identity and getting to know each other, likes and dislikes. So at that time, that's when certain behaviors start appearing, and that's often when parents or people around them, loved ones, often say, you know what, we see a drastic change in, you know, their personality. They're not the person I used to know. They're just saying things that don't make sense.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.